Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta told Ignatius that she wants to visit John in prison. Zena called Maurice about his friendship with Catalina. He retorted about her friendship with Denzel, and Zena said it shows he has not changed. Shelley asked Ignatius about them going to counseling and tried to be close to him, but he ordered her out the office. James advised Maurice to take more time to know Catalina, but he said he's going after her and will get her. As we return, Catalina is on the phone with Maurice.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Good morning to you, Mr. Vera. Yes, you're the only friend that calls every morning to say good morning. Well, I guess that means something. No, I can't do lunch today. Mom Morris, I told you all we can be is friends. You know that is complicated. All right, Morris, you have a good day.
Morris? You were on the phone with that man so early in the day?
Good morning, Auntie Morton.
Catalina, you're still insisting on associating with that man?
We are just friends.
Why would you want to be friends with an abuser?
Oh, Auntie Morton, not again, please.
Look, I am afraid for you, Catalina. You know who this man is.
And people can't change.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Denzel. Look. Talk some sense into your mother who's insisting on talking to Maurice.
Oh.
You see the look on your son's face? Eh? You are hurting this family, Catalina. But you don't care. You just hot.
And so what if I'm hot, Auntie Myrtle? I am still a young woman. And it's been a long time since I had someone in my life.
Ah, choices, Catalina, choices. There are plenty men out there who deserve your company. Morris is not one of them.
Look, Mommy, I've already said, and I will repeat myself. I don't think Maurice is somebody you should be taking seriously.
Denzel, the man and I are just friends.
We're not stupid.
I've seen how Maurice operates. He never has one woman. He's probably been with almost half the women at the gym.
Oh, come on, Denzel.
Who knows what kind of sexually transmitted infections he might have if he's that busy.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he's always picking up women at the gym. And then next to morning, you can see them cutting their eyes up on he, or some of them just stop coming to the gym in a hole.
Womanizer.
He's just bad news, mommy. And I don't want you to be a number, not to mention what he did to Xena. Look, I know he's working with the men's group and seeing a therapist and whatnot, but it will take time to see if he really changes.
You know, I never said I'm planning on dating Morris.
Catalina, I keep telling you, I know you. And I have seen how you have been acting since you met that man. Who knows? Probably already slept with him.
Auntie Marta?
Maybe I don't need to be a part of this part of the conversation.
I've never had sexual contact with Maurice. Auntie Marta, you know me better than that.
The Catalina I know would not even be talking to him.
Not that I'm an adult who can't think for myself.
Oh gosh, come on, man. Y'all don't quarrel again, man. Too much of this already.
This is a test to this family, and it's looking like one we will fail.
Okay, I am out. I go in and open the salon early today.
Think about what you're doing, Catalina.
I'm sorry that this situation is causing you so much distress, Auntie Myrtle.
I only want what's best for her. I want what is best for all of you. Why is she not listening?
Happy to be hearing your voice.
John?
I didn't expect you to answer when I call.
So, how are you doing? How things in there?
You know, it's hard.
How you mean?
Don't worry about that, man. I's a strong man, and I'm gonna make it out of here.
John, I worry about you. About how you're sleeping and if anybody taking advantage of you.
Look, the only thing happened is that I get into a couple of fights. But I make my way out of there. You know I could represent myself.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of time to think, you know. And I ain't get nothing for drink. You know when you're sober, then everything just become real.
You really be drinking too much, John.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to go to jail, you know.
Well, as I plead guilty to everything. I was guilty, so you do the crime, you got to do the time.
So, you're not angry with me?
I was at first. But after a couple of days in here, with the alcohol out of my system, I start thinking clearer. I start to see the error of my ways.
Okay.
I think it's only fitting that I use this opportunity to apologize to you.
You apologizing to me?
I was wrong for what put you through. I need help, Coretta. And maybe me being in here at this point in time is the best thing for me.
Oh, John. Oh, you really mean that, John?
I ain't gonna lie. I'd rather not to be in prison right now, but I'll use this time to work on myself.
Okay.
I don't expect you to come and visit me or nothing, because I know I really put you through hell.
So, you don't want me to visit you?
You want to come and visit me?
I was thinking about it. Ignatius tell me I shouldn't.
Oh, so Ignatius been wrong by you?
He just stopped in the morning to see how things doing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to come and visit me, you know. I figure you're going to use the opportunity to divorce me, and that is okay.
Divorce you?
Yes. You ain't going to divorce me.
You want to divorce you?
I figure that makes sense. After all I put you through, Coretta, and I ain't here for 2.5 years, I ain't expect you to wait on me.
But divorcing you never crossed my mind, John.
Oh.
Look, I believe that you could change. And maybe you being in jail going to help with the change. I don't want to give up on you, John.
Maybe it's best you give up on me.
John.
After all, I ain't had no right to treat you the way I did.
Yes, it was rough and I never expected things would have turned out like this between us.
And all is me fault, eh? All me fault because I got issues I never deal with.
We all got we faults, John.
I should have never put my hands on you, Coretta.
John.
I was wrong for all I do to you and I'm very much ashamed.
Oh, John.
You ain't got to feel sorry for me, you know.
Listen, I gonna come and visit you, okay?
You sure?
Yes, I want to come and visit you.
All right, but I think you should wait a while.
Why?
Coretta, I put you through a lot. I just think you should take some time for yourself, you know. Let me start out how I settle in here for the time being.
Okay.
In the meantime, we could talk on the phone if you want.
Yes. And John, I ain't gonna divorce you.
If you did, I won't blame you. And I can't be upset if you move on with another man either.
Me minding up on nothing like the right now.
Okay.
Look, I just want you serve your time. And then when you come out, we can see.
I know I'm gonna come out of here a different man. I know some people just go to prison and come out worse. Or not a change at all. But then it'll be me story, Coretta. Is a different John gonna come out of this prison?
Okay.
And if you still gonna have me, I promise that all the things I promise you, I'm gonna do. We can start the craft business and I'm gonna make sure I treat you right.
Oh, John, I really hope you mean all these things you're saying.
I mean it. But only time gonna prove it. One way or the other, this is not the end of the story for me.
Hannah, I'm coming to catch you.
She really likes it out here.
You should bring her more often to just run around the community center ground.
They really should put some swings and so for the children, you know.
That's true, you know.
I wonder what Malachi and Ephraim doing. Just so he can call me to go home and nurse.
Wait, you don't pump no milk?
Yeah, but Malachi does just prefer I nurse the baby. He don't like going through the troubles of warming up the milk I pump.
That just sounds like laziness to me.
It is. Look, you see, is he calling me?
Try that with your worries. I going to run after my niece. Hannah! Uncle Denzel is going to catch you.
Hi, Malachi.
Hi, hon. What time are you and Hannah coming back?
I just thought they should run around Lily the community center ground. We going to be back in about half an hour or so.
Okay. Ephraim just woke up.
And you want to come and nurse him?
Nah. I'll use the milk you pumped.
Okay.
But when you come in, I want us to talk.
Oh, okay.
See you soon. Love you.
Love you too. He wants to talk.
Hey, babes. Both Hannah and Ephraim are knocked out cold.
Taking Hannah to run around at the community center ground this afternoon really tired her out.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting them to bed.
No need to thank me. They're as much my children as they are yours.
Yeah.
You smell so good. You using the new hair product?
It's just some scented coconut oil.
Smells divine.
Yeah, I really like it.
Me too.
Yeah, so, what you wanted to talk about?
Well, I just thought we should talk, you know. I mean, so much of our time is spent on taking care of the children that sometimes we just need to, you know, put some time aside to really talk.
Yes, okay.
I mean, we do have our date nights every week and...
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, look, let me just get straight into it, yeah? Alexis, are you happy?
Of course. I'm happy.
Are you sure?
Look, I mean, I get tired. Taking care of two children all day isn't easy.
Do you feel like you need to be doing something more for yourself then?
I don't mind taking care of my children. Sometimes I just feel like I should change things up sometimes.
Like how?
I just don't want us to fall into a routine and then we become like every other couple. Just boring.
Oh gosh, I'm so glad you said that.
Really?
I mean, I've been feeling it too. I could tell something was off. I even talked to Dad.
You talked to Simon?
Yeah, I needed some advice. I just felt like our spark was gone. Dad reminded me that marriages take work.
Yeah, I talked to Denzel too.
So, what do we do?
I mean, we love each other, so shouldn't that be enough to fix everything?
Nah, we've got to put in the work, babe. So, here what? How about we go away for the weekend? I'm sure your mom and I won't mind keeping the children.
Yeah, they wouldn't mind.
Well, let's do it. Anywhere you want to go, let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
Good. Alexis, I love you, and I want to make this work. And I promise I will do whatever I must to make this work.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.